Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
Shall I take your order, or do you need a minute?
Yes, I'll be ready. Just buying a car on Carvana.
What?
It's super convenient. I already got pre-qualified in 2 minutes. All I had to do was answer a few questions.
What? That's handy.
Yeah, now I'm customizing my down and monthly payments.
What? That's an exquisite deal.
And just like that, Carvana's delivering my car in a couple days.
What?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I'll have the burrito.
Visit Carvana.com to finance your next car.
Financing subject to credit approval. Delivery fees may apply.
And away we go, hour number two of our radio program. It is the Zach Gelb Show, coast to coast on CBS Sports Radio. The NFL Combine is in the books, and now we gear up for the NFL Draft, which will come your way in Detroit at the end of April. Let's go out to the guest line right now and welcome in one of the best NFL on CBS, and that, of course, is Charles Davis, who's kind enough to join us once again on the Zach Gelb Show. Charles, always great to see you. Thanks so much for doing this. How you been?
I've been well, Zach. Thanks for having me on. Hope you're doing okay.
Yeah, I'm doing fantastic. So I always find the combine interesting because I love to see where players' stocks are before the combine and then how much they rise or fall after the combine. I don't think anyone's stock has risen more than J.J. McCarthy, though, who I thought was perceived to be a first-round quarterback. Now some people are saying, though, he could be a top-five pick. Where do you think J.J. McCarthy is going to fall in this upcoming NFL draft?
Yeah, I think that's a great observation, Zach, about J.J., because going into it, of course, we got into the, well, he has not been asked to do as much as the others in their offense. In other words, they were throw first. He was on a run first offense. And nowadays there is a true distinction with that, especially the way Michigan ran the ball. I mean, I'm still trying to process during the middle of the season, watching them go to Penn State in the second half, officially throw zero passes. They threw one.
Penalty.
And there was a penalty on the play. It ended up getting wiped off. So it never went into the books as a pass. I think it was like 28 runs in the second half. And, you know, that wasn't against me and my friends in the backyard. That was Penn State, the Nittany Lions, linebacker U, a place that prides itself on defense. So was he asked to do all those things? But what he was asked to do was run the offense. And a lot of times you run your offense with the head as well. So it doesn't mean that you got to fling it 75 yards downfield all the time. So you're right. If we're starting to talk about it, I really think, you know, the top three quarterbacks could easily come off the board at 1, 2, 3. That's no surprise to anyone right now. But if anything happens, maybe someone drops to 5, 6, the Giants all of a sudden are in the sweepstakes, or whoever wants to rise up there. And in order to get in front of the Giants, I believe that's why you're saying top five. Because if you really want to have that quarterback, you may have to get up there ahead of the Giants. Because at 6, they are definitely in the quarterback market, even though we know Daniel Jones is expected to come back next year with a big contract. But I believe the Giants have 1 year with Daniel Jones in that contract before they can start to make moves and get out of it.
I'm also fascinated to see where Jaden Daniels is going to go. I have him as the second best quarterback in this draft class. Caleb Williams 1, Daniels 2, and then I have Drake May being 3. What do you think the ceiling in this league could be for a player like Jaden Daniels?
Well, Zach, let's just go ahead and say, if it's okay with you, let's say that Chicago's taking Caleb Williams at 1.
Agreed.
We're going to have a lot of smoke. We're going to have a lot of things that go on between now and then. My theory is this. Whoever the supposed number one guy is in the draft, he is that number one guy until about the time we hit the combine and come out of the combine. Then we start to really pick at his nits, right? Now we start to come after his flaws. Now we start to come after all these things because, frankly, we're bored. We've said the same thing for a long time. So who can we bring into the conversation? Well, for Caleb Williams, we're going to bring Jaden Daniels in. We're going to bring Drake May in. We're going to rise up J.J. McCarthy. It's going to come in. All these things are going to come into it, right? And then about 2 weeks, 3 weeks max before the draft, you know what we're going to do? Caleb Williams, number one pick. He's the guy. That's how we operate this. Let's just say he's number one going to Chicago. It's going to happen, right? Two is where it gets interesting. And my theory is this. Brand new general manager in Washington, Adam Peters. Where did he come from? San Francisco. What did they do in San Francisco? Play defense pretty well, okay? I know they just made change of coordinator, but all in all, they always play defense well, okay? Who's new head coach in Washington? Dan Quinn. What's Dan's background? Defense coordinator. Every defense coordinator I've ever talked to likes to have an offense that causes them trouble. What causes a defense coordinator the most trouble? What keeps them up at night? Quarterbacks who can make the off-schedule plays. Quarterbacks who can get out and not just run the football, but hurt you running the football. Have we not said that the closest we've seen to Lamar Jackson running the football as a college quarterback since Lamar's come out is Jaden Daniels? That's why I think it's going to be very interesting at two. Zach, tell me if I'm wrong. For a long time, have we not mostly penciled in Drake May at two? Guess what? That fight is going to continue all the way up through there. I just think that when it's all said and done, Dan Quinn's going to offer his opinion that the quarterback that I like better is Daniels because I know what he does to defenses. That's just what I think. Not that Drake May can't run. Okay, I can hear the North Carolina people now. I'm not saying that. But Jaden Daniels runs it as close to Lamar Jackson as we've seen without being Lamar Jackson.
And I agree with you. Williams will go one. I do believe Daniels will go two. And then sitting at three, I think the Patriots have a fascinating decision to make because they need a quarterback, but you don't just take a quarterback to take a quarterback. You know, could the Patriots trade down? Do they take who I think is the best player in this draft in Marvin Harrison Jr.? I can't wait to see if it goes that way, Williams one, Daniels two, then what the Patriots do at three.
It is going to be fun to watch and see it unfold. If let's go along with what you're thinking, let's say the Patriots decide to get creative, trade out of three, right? Right. Let's start there. Let's say they trade out of three and someone comes up for the third quarterback and we'll assume it's Drake May, right? But the Arizona, if they're going to do that, they're going to protect themselves. New England, they're going to protect themselves, make sure they get who they truly want. Now, I don't know that they'll go into it with two quarterbacks in mind, because to your point, could they trade out of it and still protect themselves to get Marvin Harrison? Absolutely. You still don't have anyone to throw the ball to Marvin Harrison. So you got to have that solved. So let's say if you're going to get Marvin Harrison, your backup plan is I'm going to get him, but also have a stopgap plan to get me a quarterback. There's someone else I like. Is it J.J. McCarthy? Is it Bo Nix? Is it Michael Penix? Because that's who I think are the guys that are in line for all this. That would be how it would have to go to me. Because otherwise, you get Marvin Harrison Jr., which they've needed desperately. Who's playing quarterback, Zach? Like right now, if you're saying, here's my quarterback, what confidence do you have that, you know, we're hearing all the reports about what went on last year with that quarterback room. They've got to get a quarterback. They can't overthink this one if you're the Patriots, though. That's the one thing I would say. It's a new time for them, a new start. I don't think Gerard Mayo is going to want to do it. I guarantee Elliot Wolf's not going to do it as the new decision maker there. And his bloodlines and decision making comes from a guy who's a Hall of Famer, and that'd be his dad, Ron Wolf. So I'm not too worried about that part. I think above all else, they can pull the Kevin Costner in draft day. Put it down on the post-it. No matter what, the quarterback I like. Something along those lines.
Yeah. Vontae Mack, no matter what, I think what was on the actual post.
Yeah, this time it's not going to be a linebacker like the movie. We had a linebacker go number one. I remember watching the movie, and even then I thought, this is very cool, but this isn't the time of Dick Butkus. Yeah. Okay? Nobody's going to take a linebacker at the top of the food chain, no matter how good they are.
You pancake-eating mother bleeper on the trade negotiations, one of my all-time favorite lines in a movie. Charles Davis here with us. I'm also curious, because we talk about trading back, and I just said what I said about Marvin Harrison Jr. I think he's the best player in this draft. How big of a difference is there for Marvin Harrison Jr. and Rome Odunze? Because if you're a team that is looking for a wide receiver, like let's say the Cardinals, but then quarterbacks start going, and if you trade back a few spots, you may lose Marvin Harrison Jr., but then if you settle on Rome Odunze, how big of a separation when you evaluate those two players do you think there is from one to the other?
Not as much as maybe one would think. I'll put it to you this way. Let's take the quarterbacks out of the discussion, and we start to say, okay, who are the best players in the draft? You could say Marvin Harrison Jr. would be one. Roma Dunze from Washington would be two. Malik Nabers from LSU could be three. Although right now, if Malik Nabers heard me say three behind Adunze and behind Marvin Harrison, he is ticked off. Have you ever seen anyone so upset over a Biletnikoff Award in your life than Malik Nabers was?
No.
That's who he is, all right? If you talk to the LSU people, like we always joke about Baker Mayfield doesn't have a chip on his shoulder, he has a boulder. Meet your twin in Malik Nabers. That's how he operates, all right? He'll perceive that as a slight. And by the way, Brian Thomas, his running mate at LSU, not so bad. He could easily be the fourth receiver in this draft. I realize Xavier Worthy's got all of our attention running 4-2-1, but A.D. Mitchell is probably a better receiver at Texas. So we're going to go and get a lot of receivers, and we're going to be deep all the way through, and we're going to mention Puka Nacua went in the fifth round until the cows come home and this draft is over. You know how it is. Like, we're already invoking him with Keon Coleman not running as fast as people expected, but the GPS thing had him going the fastest in the gauntlet, just like who last year? Oh, that's right, Puka Nacua. So this is where we're going to go with this. Zach, receiver is going to be all through this one, but right at the top, not as big a separation as one would think. If Harrison's one, I think a lot of people feel like Adunze and those guys are 1A, 1B, 1C. So it's really not a huge, huge deal. And it's a matter of picking your flavor at the top.
Charles Davis here with us. Just going back to the quarterbacks. Your top five quarterbacks, how do you rank them? 1 through 5, just to make it clear and get it on the record?
Yeah, sitting here right now, and look, there's plenty of time between now and then, and we'll adjust as we go along because I'm diving into it later than others coming off an NFL season, all right? But if you're asking me, Caleb Williams is 1, Jaden Daniels is 2, Drake May is 3, J.J. McCarthy is 4, and I've got Michael Penix at 5 ahead of Bo Nix. So this is going to be a very interesting deal, and let me tell you something. The Bo Nix-Michael Penix conversation is really going to get intense, but watching them throw at the combine, because remember, Williams, May, Daniels, none of them did anything. Is it going to bother them and affect them? No. Okay, that's non-issue. They'll do all their stuff at their pro day. They'll get measured. They'll do this. They'll do that. Trust me, the days of those scouts and teams going, I didn't throw at the combine, darn it, get him off my board. Those days are long gone, all right? But it was interesting to me that the next three quarterbacks figured that part out and said, okay, let's try and fill the void. Can we up our stock? If indeed you can up it at the combine. I think McCarthy probably did the best job of that. I thought Penix threw the ball better than Bo Nix did in that one sample. But that's what you have to remember. It's a sample. It's not the overall tape and how you feel about these guys. But to me, it's those six. And then you got to decide if there's a seventh. And I'm not talking about the first round. Who's the seventh quarterback, right? Who's that first one that we're going to pick? Probably Spencer Rattler. And I'm not sure after that how deep we're going to get, truthfully, Zach. I think it's a tough one after that one. I really do. Joe Milton looks the part. There's no question about it. He is gorgeous. For a while, there was talk he'd be this year's Anthony Richardson. That's not going to happen. But you're going to take a shot at him because anybody can throw 70 yards just falling out of bed and not even straining and looking the way he looks. You're going to take a look. You absolutely have to. So, you know, and listen, if I'm drafting as jealous as I am with no hair, I got to get Sam Hartman on my team and just let the flow go.
Charles Davis here with us. Just to follow up on that, why do you have McCarthy in front of Michael Penix Jr.?
Because when I watched the Michigan tape and the games that I've watched, yes, we're talking about not asked to do, but you see those things, he can do them all. He can throw the deep ball. He moves better than you thought. Do you see his three cone time? I know for everyone at home listening, going, what the heck's a three cone? You know, it measures your ability to change direction and your agility in a short distance and a short time. He had one of the better three cone shuttles that you're going to find for a quarterback. So that just told me about athleticism way better than maybe people want to give him credit for. He did as close to a pro-style offense, although I have to say, Zach, we're going to have to start being careful about that. Did he run a pro-style in college or did he run a college offense? If you watch the pros play, a lot of it is mashed together now. The pros are operating out of gun, you know, 80% of the time. So this whole idea that the pros are so different than college, well, you'll see more coverages, you'll see better athletes, blah, blah, blah. But what you're running on offense and how you're getting there It's never been as mashed together as it is right now. It's still going to be more nuanced, of course. But at the same time, it's not the same difference in what you're looking at and what you're watching as we used to have. But I do have to give him credit for that. You know, he was trained like a pro quarterback under Harbaugh. How you huddle, how you call plays, how you take snaps from center, all of that, a little bit extra advantage. And yeah, he played a few big games along the way as well, just like Penix and just like Bo Nix did. That part's not in question. But I just think McCarthy, there's a little more polish on him at the moment.
Let's say you're running the Falcons. Charles Davis is here with us. Do you sign Kirk Cousins or do you trade for Justin Fields? If let's say it's a second round pick, you got to give up for Justin Fields.
Yeah, I think Cousins is the guy that I think that they would probably target. That's just me off the top. I realize there's so much smoke about Justin Fields and going back home to Atlanta. I'm going to just call it fit, if that's okay, Zach. In my mind, Pittsburgh, I'd probably be screaming and going getting Justin Fields because they're going to be a run-first offense. The way that they finished here with Najee Harris, Jalen Warren, and now you're bringing in your new offense coordinator, Arthur Smith, who knows how to handle running backs, who beat you up running the football, see Henry, Derek, Tennessee. That fits really well. And what are you going to do with the big arm? Throw it over the top off of play action. Now, the flip side to that is, Kirk Cousins, does it not look like Ryan Tannehill when he took over that Tennessee offense a few years ago? So if you're Arthur Smith in those conversations in Pittsburgh, you're whispering in Mike Tomlin's ear, you know, let me show you some tape and tell me if Cousins doesn't look a lot like what Tannehill did when we really had it cranked up. So it's going to be interesting to see how it goes. But I think that big arm for Fields to be able to go over the top and find George Pickens, and they need to add receivers. Don't get me wrong on this one, because they need dependability out there. We know Pickens gives you big plays. We know Deontay Johnson does. But how many times did we talk about them last year as not being dependable at key times? Hopefully that goes away for them. But it shouldn't go away in your mind if you're the general manager, Omar Khan. You should still be saying, I got to get some guys I know I'm going to do the job, for me. But yeah, it's going to be fun to see where all these people end up. But where does Russell Wilson go? Where does Kirk Cousins go? Where does Justin Fields get traded? And by the way, except for Fields, Zach, wherever Cousins or Wilson goes, that doesn't mean that team's out of the quarterback market in the first round.
Last thing I'll ask Charles Davis. Yeah. Let's say we're talking 5 years from now. Who are the five players in this draft class? Offense, defense, doesn't matter, that you think are going to be the five best players from this past draft class?
Heck, I might take three centers right out of the gate. They're going to play and going to be starters day one. Jackson Powers Johnson out of Oregon, Zach Frazier out of West Virginia, Graham Barton, the left tackle from Duke, who's going to go inside. Did you see Tanner Bordellini? People weren't talking about him. He's going to start for someone right away at center out of Wisconsin. I'm just going to talk big guys interior. That used to be a spot that we kind of went, oh, God, if you're drafting a guard early, that's not a great idea. Guess what? You get your pivot right now. That's a big, big deal. Flip it over to the other side. I'm very interested, and I know what your question is. I'm not avoiding it,
sure.
But it's hard for me to do a top five, Zach, but I've got some intrigue with different people. Chop Robinson from Penn State sure looks like he should. When you watched him go through the combine, did you not say to yourself and rush back to the stats and go, my God, did he get 20 sacks last year? How many sacks did he have last year? He had 4. Now, I'm not saying that to damn him at all, because there was a kid who came out of Penn State a few years ago. Remember his name?
Yeah, Micah Parsons.
Odafe Owe, remember him?
Yeah, went to Baltimore, right? Yeah.
Went to Baltimore. How many sacks did he have his last year at Penn State? He had 0. Okay? Went in the first round. Sometimes the traits are there. Sometimes you get them unlocked later at different spots. But Chop Robinson sure looked like a guy that's going to be a solid, solid player. And I'm just going to tell you right now, he's not a first rounder, but he's a kid that I am crazy about. I develop these crushes every year for different players. I developed it earlier in this draft process. He gave it to me at the Senior Bowl, and he gave it to me even bigger at the combine because he ran like 4.45, and everybody went, whoa, 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 I didn't know he had that in him. You know what I'm talking about? He's a safety from Utah named Cole Bishop. And I'm not saying he's Eric Weddle, because Eric Weddle is a guy that I really had a crush on, and he turned out to be right on that one. But Cole Bishop, safety, Utah, do not fall asleep on that young man. He had about as impressive a workout in Indianapolis as we've seen at that position with this grouping. And some eyes had to have been opened somewhere. And somewhere, some scout had already fallen in love with him. And he was just sitting there telling his colleagues, I told you, he was that good. But there was so much talent out there, Zach Flowen. We could do 10 shows on this, and I tell you 10 different guys each and every time.
He is the great Charles Davis, NFL on CBS, does a tremendous job each and every Sunday when you hear him in the booth alongside Ian Eagle and Evan Washburn on the sidelines. Charles, I'm sure we'll be talking to you throughout this process. Always appreciate you giving us some time.
Hey, I certainly hope so, because when I talk with you, Zach, that makes me question everything I'm doing, make sure I get it right. So call me anytime so I can get my convictions down. In about a month, I'll feel really good about where we are. But I have to tell you, I'm starting to feel a lot better already.
You got it. Sounds good to me. We'll make sure we'll talk to you soon. There he is, Charles Davis, joining us on the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. Always love how many people we get to hear about in the draft process when Charles Davis comes on with us. No one does homework like Charles Davis. All righty, we'll take a break. When we come on back, Johnny Football is doing something very interesting when it regards to Reggie Bush getting his Heisman Trophy back. And I absolutely love it. We'll discuss more on the other side.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
For the past 20 years, you've enjoyed the refreshing tropical lime flavor of Mountain Dew Baja Blast. So in celebration of this milestone, we're bringing Baja Blast in stores nationwide. And for a limited time with every purchase of Baja Blast, you can collect coins for a chance to get Baja gear or a Taco Bell deal. 2024 is the year of Baja Blast. In stores now. No purchase necessary. Open to U.S. residents 18 plus. Subject to official rules at BajaBlast.com and 615-24. Void where prohibited.
This is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast with Richard Deitch. Multiple times a week, our podcast will get you interviews with the most notable names in sports media, from broadcasters to dealmakers to people doing great work behind the scenes. Here's Hubie Brown.
Anytime that you win an award, it's not just because of the announcer and the analyst. It's always because of the production team.
That's the Sports Media Podcast with Richard Deitch. Listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.